This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and German Foreign Minister Johann David Waterfall held a productive discussion on India-Germany cooperation and their relationship with the European Union in New Delhi today. Addressing a joint press conference with his German counterpart, Dr. Jaishankar said that both sides exchanged views on regional, global, and multilateral issues. Dr. Jaishankar expressed that India greatly values the understanding Germany has shown regarding the country's fight against terrorism.
We greatly value the understanding that Germany has shown with regard to India's fight against terrorism. Minister Waterfall has himself been explicit about our right to defend our people against terrorist attacks. Our parliamentary delegation that visited Germany in June after Operation Sindhu was also warmly received. There's been an uptick in our defense and security cooperation.
German Foreign Minister Johann Waterfall lauded India as an innovative powerhouse and technology center. He noted that as a rising economic powerhouse, the most populous country and the world's largest democracy, India has a special importance in a strategically important region of the world. Mr. Waterfall added that the economies of India and Germany have much to gain by further expanding their cooperation. The 56th meeting of the GST Council is currently underway in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalization of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Union Minister for State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Chief Ministers of Delhi, Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Orissa are attending the meeting. Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana, Governor of Manipur and finance ministers of several states and union territories are also participating in the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with experts in the semiconductor field on the second day of Semicon India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi. He visited the exhibition and saw various products and projects related to semiconductor system. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav was also present on the occasion. Mr. Modi also participated in CEO's roundtable this afternoon. The CEO roundtable brought together industry leaders from across the globe. The three-day Semicon India 2025 conference was inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi yesterday. The conference is aimed at positioning India as a trusted partner in the global semiconductor supply chain. In Chhattisgarh, 20 Maoists, including 9 women, surrendered in Sukma district today. They were carrying a reward of 33 lakh rupees. These Maoists surrendered at the office of the Superintendent of Police, Sukma. SP Kiran Chavan said that the surrendered Maoists were allegedly involved in several incidents of violence. Incessant rainfall continues to wreak havoc across North India, leaving several states grappling with submerged roads, flood alerts and widespread destruction. In Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, multiple cloudbursts over the past few days have triggered a series of flash floods that have resulted in several deaths while many remain missing. The situation in Punjab is equally grim as thousands have been displaced as the state endures what has been described as the worst flood in recent history. Dams including Bhakra are brimming, forcing controlled release. In Jammu and Kashmir, authorities have opened all the gates of the dam in Riasi district to manage the rising water levels. Delhi and adjoining NCR have also witnessed rising flood waters disrupting daily life. Authorities have warned of further risk with nearby barrages continuing to release excess water. And Moscow has praised India's stance for not bowing to US pressure over its continued imports of Russian oil and other goods. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in an interview with an Indonesian news outlet, said that India's actions reflect its commitment to free trade principles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.